In Southeast Virginia, deep within the rows of Summerwind Vineyard, a battle is underway. It's not just against weeds or weather, but against an insect, the broad-headed sharpshooter, and a bacteria it carries, Xylella fastidiosa, which causes Pierce's disease in the grapevines. Kim Pugh, owner of Summerwind, says the core of the problem is a lack of deep freezes, a direct consequence of our warming climate.
The problem is the winters are not getting cold enough to kill off this vector that is transmitting this disease.
Without those cold snaps, more leaf hoppers survive, carrying the disease from vine to vine. The impact here has been devastating, forcing Pugh to pull out huge sections of her vineyard.
We ended up with 70% of the vineyard in our Petit Verdot was compromised, and that was right in here.
And it's not just a local problem. Climate change is redrawing the map for pests. Parts of western and northern Virginia, once thought safe for decades, are now seeing the disease emerge far sooner than expected.
6 years ago, he spoke with someone and they said, oh, we won't see Pierce's disease here for 50 years. And guess what? They had it this year.
The primary defense? Planting new vines bred for resistance, a costly and uncertain endeavor.
I planted specifically because they're Pierce's disease resistant, because we had to pull out so many vines.
It's a stark reminder that while we enjoy the wine, growers are on the front lines adapting to changes driven by a warming planet.